Chapter 2. I exhort therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high places, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who desires all people to be saved and come to full knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and humanity, a human, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony in its own times, to which I was appointed a proclaimer and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, a teacher of the non-Jews in faith and truth. I desire therefore that the men in every place pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and doubting. In the same way, that women also adorn themselves in decent clothing, with modesty and propriety, not just with braided hair, gold, pearls, or expensive clothing, but, which becomes women professing godliness, with good works. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection. But I do not permit a woman to teach, nor to exercise authority over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, has fallen into disobedience, but she will be delivered through the childbirth, if they continue in faith and love and holiness, with good judgment.